Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For 100 years, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. And on this Monday morning, it is the 25th day of January 2016. A quick look at the weather forecast says there's a 50% chance of rainfall in the area, mainly after 1 o'clock this afternoon. It'll be cloudy otherwise, a high of 41 degrees today on a south wind at 7 to 12 miles an hour. That'll increase to 13 to 18 by the afternoon with winds gusting to 26. Tonight, a 50% chance of rainfall all before midnight. Cloudy, a low of 31, breezy, with a south wind at 18 to 21. After midnight, winds gusting as high as 29. More on the weather forecast in just a few minutes. Let's check now what's happening in Chicago at the CME Group, where the numbers are trading like this. The March corn futures at 370.5 are up a quarter. The May is unchanged at 374.75. July unchanged at 380. And December futures at 392.25 are up a quarter. March soybeans are down a penny at 875.5. The May down a half at 876.75, in July at 881.75, down a quarter of a cent. November beans for next year are currently trading at 884.75. They're up a penny for the day. Soft red winter wheat in the March at 479, 3.5 higher. July at 488.5, up 3.25. The hard red July at 492, a penny and a half higher. And the live cattle futures are unchanged in the February at 132.75 per 100 pounds. January contract for the feeders at 160.35 are up 92.5. March contract down 50 at 157.40. And the lean hogs for the day are trading the April at $69.55, up 55 cents. On the line with us to take a look at these numbers and talk a little bit about the market and the expectations for the week is Kurt Kimmel, as usual. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt. Hope your weekend was good.
Well, good morning, Todd. Yes, it was. Well, wrapping up football was.
That's right. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about the marketplace for this week. Yeah, last week was a really interesting week in the marketplace, mostly in the outside markets. Lots of fear about what was happening with crude oil, where the Dow and the S&P might go. It seems that that has abated just a bit. In fact, as we take a look at the energy markets at this moment, crude oil is down a buck, but it's still above, well above its lows now at $31.11 a barrel. What do we look forward to in the grain and oil seeds markets at this time?
Yeah, a lot of the eyes are going to be on the so-called outside markets. You know, still have that deflationary fear. You know, commodities are in a sharp downtrend, just clear across the board. So we need to see that stabilize. We kind of had step one, seeing the rebound there last Thursday and Friday, but we need more of a basing action or more of a confirmation that it's safe to go back into the water. We feel we'll go back down, test those lows, maybe make some new lows. The fundamental structure here is still, you know, concerning, and it's going to take a little working through here to give the trade some confidence or reason to become a buyer. As far as the grain market this morning, we've been relatively stable, you know, compared to the outside markets. The positive news this morning is probably out of the wheat complex, seeing some commodity fund short covering develop. Fundamentally, a little concerns about the Russian wheat crop, concern about the Russian Black Sea region area being available to the world market here for a minute or two. That's given the wheat market a little support generated, buying wheat, selling beans, buying wheat, maybe selling corn on the spread here for a while. Bean-wise, South American weather, a little bit more favorable. But, you know, as we've spoken before, this is such a large growing region that there's always going to be somewhere too hot, too dry, too wet, too cold. But for the most part, after the report last week, they're still on pace to have a fairly good production estimate. And the fear continues to be in the bean complex that Asia will shift their buying habit to the southern hemisphere, Todd.
Do we see any indication that that has happened? Usually it would happen, I think, within the next 60 days or so.
Well, they've slowly been moving that way. You know, it'll pick up steam as we move forward here. We they're not going to completely stop buying U.S. beans. They still have another 1 to 2 million metric tons to purchase from us yet, and that'll be kind of pieced in as we move in through here. But that buying's shifting to the southern hemisphere, and what probably will be more important as we shift that demand there is the emphasis comes more on how readily available those beans come to the world market, such as producer selling habit, harvest activity as far as if there's any delays or not, transportation, you know, it's prime time for a trucker strike, it's prime time for a dock strike, and so forth. But I'm not trying to give hope here that we'll have a up move, but that's what it's going to take to get the bean market to rebound in here, to see a little bit more upward movement in prices due to some type of problem in the southern hemisphere over the next 30 to 60 days.
You mentioned the transition to, of course, South America for the Chinese purchases of soybeans. I made note that China is now wanting to let its commodity markets for corn float with the marketplace. They're not a big buyer on the U.S. market for imported corn from the United States. However, does this make much of a difference over time, do you think?
Well, it sort of shifts, you know, the dynamics a little bit on that type of grain or feed grains, you know, sorghum, big DGG buyer, so we'll see how that unfolds. China's going to take care of China, and whether they follow through on this and the implications from this, we'll see as we move along. They're going to continue to emphasize importing the soybean meal, the soy products, and try to prop up the internally corn production in their own country.
Domestically, can you talk a little bit about the grain situation in the United States, the haves and the have-not areas, and how grain's flowing maybe from east to west, if that is the case? Or west to east, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's an excellent observation. You know, we had basically confirmation here from last week that, you know, production's on the lower end here in the Mississippi on east, and further as you move into Indiana and Ohio. Western belt in a situation where they got ample supplies of grain, and we've been talking. Well, you've done a good job of, you know, covering bases and how strong some local bids are in some areas. So it suggests that you know, the function of the market here is to move this grain from the west to the east to kind of satisfy that demand, and we'll probably could see that continue through the marketing year. Long term, what this maybe suggests is that there's going to be some pretty good fall bids here in the east, especially here in the Indiana, Ohio, where crops are a little shorter. Those ethanol plants are going to continue to want to purchase grain here as long as they stay profitable. Now, if this crude oil goes down to $10, we'll probably have to, you know, change the whole outlook here. But there's going to be some opportunities in cash grain merchandising for some time to come here as we move through the marketing year.
We'll talk more about that this afternoon. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today.
Very good, Todd. Thanks.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media, checking the numbers in Chicago as they're trading at this hour. Futures in the green pits are trading like this. Corn is up, or rather down a half cent now at 370. The May contract at 374 and a quarter, a half lower. July down a half at 379 and a quarter, and December quarter lower as well. 391 and three quarters. March soybeans are down a penny and three quarters at 874 and three quarters. May down one and a quarter. July down three quarters. November beans, they're up a half cent, trading at 884 and a half. Bean meal is up 70 cents at 269.20. Bean oil is 16 cents higher at $30.34. Soft red winter wheat, nearby contract, 479, up 3.5. July, the harvest month, up 3.25. July and the hard red at 492 is a penny and a quarter higher. Live cattle futures are down in the lead option 45 cents, up 95 cents in the feeder cattle, and lean hogs are up 40 cents. The outside markets show us the energies, with the crude oil at $31.22 a barrel, down 96 cents. The ethanol futures at $1.39.8 are up a half. Gasoline, a wholesale price per gallon at $1.06.8. That's a penny and a half lower for the day. Diesel fuel or heating oil at 95.9 cents per gallon, down 3.6 cents. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour at 15,925 is down 79 points. The dollar dollar is at 99.44. That's down 0.26. And the gold futures for the day at $1,107.25 an ounce, up 11 bucks. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana, a 50% chance of rainfall today. It'll be cloudy and 41, a 50% chance before midnight tonight with a low of 31. Tomorrow, cloudy skies and 34. Tuesday evening, mostly cloudy and 21. I'm Todd Gleason.